Actor Gary Cole back at Illinois State University to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you've got commencement where you're also going to give a speech as well. How does it feel to be back on this campus?
Well, it's extraordinary. I was actually back here in 2003, so I've visited since I've been here, but it's certainly been a while, and it certainly brings a lot of memories to the surface, all of them good, as far as I can tell. But it's great to be back and to see all the the town is hard to recognize now. It wasn't quite the metropolis that it was in 1977 when I left. So yeah, it's a lot of big improvements.
What's a favorite memory you have from an experience here?
To me, it's the whole thing. I don't have individual experiences necessarily that I recall other than a lot of critical training that I received that served me well afterwards. A lot of faculty members that I remember just moments of sometimes confusing. But coming from high school to here and still being a performer is a big transition. And I just remember kind of really getting the bug and falling in love with performing. And that happened here. I mean, it happened early for me right away. But here was a place that really, that was solidified. I was either cursed or blessed to say, I'm going to be an actor. So,
were you one of the favored actors while you were here?
Well, favored, I don't know. I worked. I can't recall the amount of productions, but I was able to get a lot of experience, you know, so I did my fair share of productions. And all of them, and they were very varied. You know, they were all different kinds of, I remember I did Restoration comedy and I did Shakespeare. I did plays that were written by students here at the university that were in competition for regional festivals. I did all kinds of things. Did a few musicals here and there, or plays with music. And that was a great training ground to be able to do and execute a lot of things. It helped me later because having some diversity can prolong your existence, your shelf life, as it were.
And you've had a really, I mean, you've got shelf life. You have endured and you have a very busy, long, varied career. Do you have a secret to that?
I don't know. I don't think that it's something that you don't really have. That's out of your hand. All you can do is recognize what an opportunity is and then try to capitalize on the opportunity. Sometimes obtaining opportunities is out of your hand. I think it's more important that if you do get one, to make it count. Being able to do different kinds of things is certainly helpful, you know, but there's, like I said, there's no handbook in how to, you know, last.
You advise these students, and it seemed like very good advice, worry about the show and hopefully the business will follow. At what point in your career were you able to say no to something?
Well, I think you can make choices and of what you want to do and will do for a number of different reasons, but
right. But you know, you're taking the commercials, you're taking what comes at you when you're early in your career. When did you start feeling like, you know, I have the luxury to say that's not great material?
I never think that I have a luxury to do anything, period. I just base it on what I want to do, what I think is possible in looking at something. But I can't target a time that I focused on that, I wouldn't say.
So there's not a role that maybe you said, no, I don't think that's for me, that you regretted saying no?
I've never turned down anything that I regretted not doing, no. If there was something I really wanted to do and somebody offered it to me, I would have done it. And the reason I would have done it is because it had something, and if it meant something after the fact and I hadn't done it, chances are I probably would have said yes to it anyway.
I'm Colleen Reynolds, and this is Sound Ideas. We're talking with actor Gary Cole, an ISU alumnus who is back on campus. He was inducted into the Fine Arts Hall of Fame. He'll also be giving a commencement address this weekend. I'll go back to my interview in a minute, but Cole also took questions from theater students for about an hour, and some of them were really great. So I'm going to play at least one of them for you. This is from theater student Abby Brenner.
Hi.
Hi.
Are there any, when you look back on your whole career, are there any landmark roles or productions or experiences, whether it be, you know, theatrical, film, television, that you carry with you now as an actor?
One that was profound to me was early on at Steppenwolf was a play called Tracers, which was created by Vietnam veterans in Los Angeles. And Gary Sinise saw the play, and at the time, I'm not sure if he was the artistic director or not, but Gary Sinise was one of the premier directors of the company through the 80s. And he saw that and was able to acquire the rights for Steppenwolf. And we had a long process of rehearsal for that. We happened to have a few veterans in the cast, just by coincidence. They were actors in Chicago. It started a tradition at the theater, which was that we visited veterans, and primarily Vietnam veterans, in psychiatric hospitals and in substance abuse hospitals, but they were exclusively for veterans. And this was Gary's idea, and he brought the play with and said, "We're doing this. We want you to see this. Not the play, I mean, we want you to look at the script, and we want you to tell us." It had been created by veterans, and we had discussions about it. They were impactful, you know. And then it started a tradition of, we invited groups of these audiences of exclusively veterans to the theater to see the play and would have discussions after they saw the play. And it became a tradition at the theater that still holds today, is that the first audience preview, before the previews begin, it's called the final dress rehearsal, is a theater filled with American veterans from whatever, you know. And now we have more wars to add on to that. That is, it's kind of difficult to describe the impact of that, but you can imagine. And that's when, you know, I guess theater can really be something beyond what happens just when the lights go up and the lights go down. Because they were instrumental in what they gave to us when we would go out there after we had these encounters with them to perform this play, you know. So
you're famous. Are you the right amount of famous for you?
I'm happy with the level of famous, but famous is a strange word. But, you know, this is the question I often get asked. Are you famous? And I say, well, apparently not overly so. You know, I'm recognizable sometimes to certain people, and that's fine with me. That's something that you have no control over, and you have to just roll with whatever it is. It's just part of that, you know, part of your situation.
I know it was a little into your career that you were offered a comedic role. Do you have a preference for drama or comedy?
No, because I don't think of them differently. They're a character, and the choices you have to make to play the character are no different depending on the drama and the comedy. What's different is what the audience is going to get from. But I take everything, you know, one story at a time, one project at a time. And especially now, I think there's a blur in between, you know, a lot of dramatic things have a lot of humor and vice versa. And that's just me. People may look at something and make that distinction and work it differently and go at it a whole different way from between comedy and drama. I do not. I don't look at them as anything other than this is the job I got to do.
You mentioned that the world is very different today for these students than when you left it. The business is also very different today, and you have YouTube and people with their own YouTube channels and being discovered that way. Do these actors still need an agent, and is there a path to take?
That's like minutiae. That's details that would be right for one person, or that's the path they're going to take, and some other person will have a totally different experience. There are no rules. You don't need to do anything other than go forward and try to get to a destination that you're happy with. The world and the way people consume entertainment, theater, whatever, is a whole different world than it used to be. And there is no set answer for that. It's just an individual's, you know, path, you know, and how they're going to choose to get there. And if whatever they feel is necessary, they'll try to go for that. And if they get it, great. If they don't, they'll go to the next thing, or they'll veer off the track and they'll do something else.
Well, as they say in theater, Gary, they're giving us the hook.
Yes.
So I want to thank you very much, and congratulations on being inducted into the Hall of Fame.